idiot.
Football was so weird today.
Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. You got Brad and Josh here breaking down good old week 9?
Yeah, that's where we're at, bud.
Ooh, buddy, week 9 flying through this season. You know, I want to say this because we usually say it for the other show, but I know a lot of you guys don't hang out for a whole 45 minutes. Please go on to Twitter and tweet us your questions. Go to @EmptyWagonFF, @FFJoshHughes, @TacJones for myself. And if you want to know where Eric's at and you want to hear some of his fire takes about his Dallas Cowboys, especially if they lose to the Giants, you guys want to live tweet him during the show and update, or during the game and update him, it's @GunsOfVel19. And I'm pretty sure he'd love to hear from you guys. We'd love to answer any questions you got. If you just want to criticize us and call us crap, that's fine. Just retweet the show and then say we suck. Any publicity is good publicity, right, Josh?
If they're talking, I mean, it's worth it, right?
It's worth it. How you doing, Josh? How you doing?
Good, man. This is a weird day of football, though. The Packers lost to the Chargers. The Texans whopped the Jaguars in London. I mean, it was just
the Broncos almost lost. Who?
I said the Broncos didn't lose, and
they,
like I,
they tried to. They tried to.
Well, the Jets are probably the worst team in football now, right? Do we all agree on that?
No, the Bengals are still out there.
Oh yeah.
And but actually, hold on. Track me on this. The Cowboys lost to the Jets, correct?
Yes.
The Jets lost to the Dolphins.
Yes.
Therefore, by simple math logic, Miami greater than the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think that holds up. Yeah, that's a pretty solid argument.
Yep. I mean, it's math.
I don't know if it's math, but yeah, it's something. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we got a lot of good football to get to. A lot of games, a lot of bosses. We got some bums out there.
Yeah, but there's some big boy bosses.
Yeah, the bosses weren't. Upon the rushing, crashing to the sun. Now I'm dead. They weren't as crazy as we've had in past weeks. We didn't have like 5 guys over 40 points. Who's your first boss there, Josh? What position you'll start with first off?
I think it's so easy to go with the MVP candidate in my heart, Mr. Christian McCaffrey.
Okay, we'll do running backs then.
He's such a boss, dude. 3 touchdowns today, 146 yards on the ground.
In PPRs, he's only had 1 game under 20 points, week 2.
Yeah, and then he went ahead and he just caught 3 for 20 as well. Why not? You know, I got nothing else going on.
Some bosses, I want to talk about the running backs. They weren't on his level, but if you go off of what people expected and what they've been doing lately, we got Kenyon Drake with 28 points on Thursday night. Surprise show there. Melvin Gordon finally showed up, 25 points.
Yeah.
And then Damian Williams, which I want to get into that here in a little bit. I know it was one big run, but when it goes to fantasy –
sometimes you only need 1 for 1.
Yeah.
What about?
We'll talk about Damian Williams here in a little bit, but
there's some running back bums out there, like Aaron Jones.
Yeah,
100%. Thanks a lot, Aaron Jones. Royce Freeman, bum. Tevin Coleman, bum. 23 yards for Tevin Coleman against Arizona. What the heck, man? What are you thinking? What are you even thinking? Get out of here.
I mean, Aaron Jones is probably the worst because, what, he gave you like 50 points the last 2 weeks?
He was the number 3 running back in fantasy.
And we've seen other teams light up this Chargers defense.
Now, I knew – we talked about it earlier. He was one of my villains, Marlon Mack. I kind of expected him to be a bit of a bum, but 8.9 points in PPR, not going to get it done, bud. Not going to get it done.
What about Frank Gore? I know neither one of us said to start him, but with him doing nothing, Devin Singletary having himself a game, do you think Devin Singletary's taking over that job?
I think they're going to be in some kind of weird timeshare, but it's going to start to tilt the other way for Devin Singletary. Yeah. I mean, Frank's old, man. He's
And
old.
I will admit my over under of 70 yards all purpose for Devin Singletary, he busted that in the first half, so.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Okay, wide receivers. What kind of wide receivers you want to go with here?
Oh, I think number one wide receiver is Tyler Lockett.
Ooh, yeah, that hair. Get
It's
pictures of it
coming off.
now.
Yeah, it's coming off. I'm okay with that because 13 catches, 152 yards, two touchdowns. I mean, Tyler Lockett had himself a day. And congratulations, sir. And in that same game, another receiver went off, Mike Evans. 12 for
And he's been
180 in a
off
tug.
his last three games. He goosed you in New Orleans, but if you go actually even one game back from that against the Rams, 18, the 0, 20 points, the bye week, 42 and 36.
And
Yeah, so he's good.
he's very good, yes. He's very talented.
Tyreek Hill's very fast.
He's so fast.
And he, you know what's funny? Like, we just say he's fast, but he catches contested balls too. Like, that one catch he had, the 34 yarder in the second half, like, there was a dude all over him. And he just jumped up in front of him, ripped it away. Like, he probably whips away toys from his child.
All right. Well, there you go.
Ooh.
There's that. Yes, that is factual. That all happened. Yeah, he's very good. Now,
Kind
what's
of wide receiver bums? Is that what you want to do? Some wide receiver bums here?
the biggest one to me, and especially after he had been doing so well, was Diggsy's, man. I was really disappointed with what we got. I mean, 1 for 4. Well, that's one catch for 4 yards, not like one catch for 400. No, it was like 1 for 4. Like,
And Adam Thielen came out too, so it wasn't like Adam Thielen was in the game either. It was a Chicago defense, so maybe they were just. Was it Chicago? No, it wasn't Chicago.
no,
It was
they're
Kansas
playing
City.
Kansas
Duh.
City.
Kansas City. Wow, got that all backwards. It was Kansas City.
I
I don't
just
know. I expected a lot. I think that's just what you're going to get with Diggs, though, is up and down games. Now, another guy I want to bring up is Keenan Allen. With a healthy Hunter Henry, Mike Williams, who's starting to look good, Eckler and Melvin Gordon. Is he just kind of getting worked out because he's not the open guy?
No, he was still getting plenty of targets today. I'm not worried about that as much. I think what it boiled down to is this is a game where they were trying to control time of possession. And, the Packers, they have a decent defense. So Keenan Allen was getting a lot of work. I mean, Mike Williams, remember, he only had the most of his work came on one big play. So I'm not down on Keenan Allen yet. Hunter Henry is going to be a guy who just gets open. We know that. There'll still be plenty of volume for Keenan Allen to be effective, at least a wide receiver, too.
And next week they're at Oakland, so I'm not worried about that. Devontae Adams was back. We'll get into that in the game. He didn't have a great game. None of the Packers had a good game, really. So,
No, they did not.
all right, you want to go to tight ends? Your tight end boss, Josh. Go ahead. Say
What
it.
you mean to say Noah Fant?
Yeah, I
Is that what
do.
you want to say? Well, all of his came on one big play as well. It was a 75-yarder, and
But hey, it counts,
it
man.
counts 3 for 115 in a tug. My boy, finally
Because
doing
even
something with his life.
I almost messaged you in the first half, and I didn't want to jinx. I was like, look, they finally got a good quarterback.
Oh, and he's not a good quarterback, but hey, you know what? He's a quarterback, and at least he was way more mobile than Flacco.
The other guy I'm going to bring up is Zach Ertz. I think I called it. I said I'm seeing a big Zach Ertz game here because they're playing Chicago. That's what it was. Philadelphia's playing Chicago. And I said they're going to have to get rid of the ball fast. So they're going to go a lot to Zach Ertz. And he got the work.
Yeah, he did. Good call on that, bud.
100 yards, six catches, or sorry, one touchdown, nine receptions. Looking good. What about tight end bums? Darren Waller, you consider that a bum game?
I was very disappointed with what Darren Waller gave us.
The biggest thing was only two catches.
Yeah,
That's what
absolutely.
I worry about. Two catches. I'm like, ugh.
Eric Ebron, he should have done better. He was plagued kind of by Jacoby Brissett coming out of the game getting injured. That had a big effect on him. And I mean, you could throw Darren Fells out there if you want to, but he did catch the touchdown. So
he, yeah, Darren Fells. I was gonna say he got a touchdown, so saved his day because it is, you know, tight end, so it's bad.
It was one for one for one.
The one I want to bring up is Jonnu Smith. He's been kind of like the hot button guy because Delanie Walker's been out, and he's literally done nothing with these opportunities.
Yeah,
I don't know if I want to even go near this Tennessee offense at all, unless it's Derrick Henry.
I concur. It's bad, dude. Things and are.
Ricky Seals Jones, you didn't start him, but he hurt himself and he's probably out for the year.
Yeah, no one noticed.
I know, no one cares. Quarterback bosses, Russell Wilson, he's a boss. We'll just say that.
He is such a wow, what a man.
Yeah.
Stat Mafford had a pretty good game as well.
And so did Jimmy Garoppolo. But Russell Wilson's just in a league all by himself up there. This week, I don't even want to, because if I say anybody else is a boss with Russell Wilson, it's going to take away from Russell Wilson's almost 40 points. And that's in 4 point per touchdown. If you play in 6 point, holy guacamole, Batman.
Do you think Batman actually eats guacamole?
Which guy do you want to go with your bum? I'm not going to call Jacoby Brissett a bum because he got hurt.
That's who I would call a bum, friggin' Jacoby Brissett.
He got hurt, though, man. I don't want to say it was an injury. I think he wanted to come back in. He had his helmet on. They didn't want to bring him back in.
Because he was scared, and that's why they lost. So, no, Aaron Rodgers, huge bum. You know when Josh Allen scores more points than Aaron Rodgers, it was a bad day.
Kyle Allen scored more points than Aaron Rodgers. Matt Moore.
Yeah, it was bad.
Brian Hoyer.
Now, what about your boy, and who my hero was this week, but freaking London, man.
London. Gardner Minshew. So here's my theory with Gardner Minshew. He's been playing like a man who has nothing to lose, right? Because what's he got to lose? It's not going to be his job. Nick Foles is taking it back. Well, now the whispers have came out like Nick Foles is going to be healthy. Is Nick Foles going to back up Gardner Minshew? Because he leads rookies in touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? And let's be honest. The way this dude dresses and the way he acts, he has a social media and he follows his social media. He reads the news articles. You know, he's not going to be one of those guys that says, I don't read what the news, but no, he does. That's why he does and acts the way he does. And that's why we love him, right?
Yeah.
But I think the news came out that, Julian Edelman, good job, bud. That Nick Foles might be, I love the swagger this Baltimore team has when they score touchdowns.
Yeah, it is pretty fun.
But I think this the pressure of like, oh, this is my make it or break it game because when we come back from the bye, Nick Foles is going to be the guy. So I have to do well now. It wasn't like I need it. It was I have to. And the running game didn't get going, which put a lot more on him. And let's be honest, all his turnovers and everything were in the fourth quarter. He wasn't looking bad till that fourth quarter meltdown.
They were
and
on
then he looked bad.
Three consecutive drives. Two of them were on two consecutive throws, so –
Yes.
It was bad.
Almost identical throws, yeah. So he's going to go to the bench. Nick Foles is coming back in. So if you got Gardner Minshew, don't hold him through his bye. There's no point. Even in unless you're in like a really deep 2QB super flex, you know, and you want to hold him for the future in Dynasty, he's not going to start back unless Nick Foles gets hurt again. But I do think he does start again in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's got it, as they say. He's got it. What do you think it is? Do you think it's guacamole?
Honestly, that's exactly what it is. It's guacamole.
I knew it.
Hold on. Did you see Baker Mayfield's mustache?
You mean the beard, then the Fu Manchu, then the mustache?
He's down to the Fu Manchu. During the game, he had a Fu Manchu. He might have shaved it during the game, realized that, this is Gardner Minshew's. I don't want to look like him.
Yeah.
But he had that going during the game when he took his helmet off.
But he didn't have the little soul patch like Minshew has. Minshew's got
that. Let's get into these games because I do have some stuff I want to break down and talk about in these games. So we'll start Thursday night, 49ers Cardinals. Surprising game?
Yeah, I was surprised, especially with the effort that the Cardinals put up. 28-25, man. Your San Francisco 49ers remain undefeated. They're 8-0. But Cardinals putting up 25 on them was very surprising.
So George Kittle did leave the game, I think. Was it his shoulder or his knee?
It was his knee.
He tweaks. Go ahead.
It was his knee, yeah. He left temporarily, came back.
Yeah, so he's questionable for next week. We'll see. I don't think he misses time, but you never know. Keep an eye on it. Jimmy Garoppolo had himself a game. We talked about that. 4 touchdowns. Emmanuel Sanders, balled out of control. I think what this shows is that if a team's try to sell out stopping the run, because the 49ers are the run-heaviest team in the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they can get it done through the air now. Because before, who was their pass catchers? Deebo Samuel, you know, Dante Pettis. They, you know, he's got a go-to, two go-to receivers now. Kittle and Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah.
So I think that helps out Jimmy Garoppolo. So I like it. Now, the Kenyon Drake, I don't think Chase Edmonds is back next week. We kind of talked about this. David Johnson should be back, maybe. Are you starting Kenyon Drake next week?
Yeah, I think you can start him, and I think you can start him with confidence.
They play Tampa.
Absolutely.
The good run defense, man.
I start him.
Okay. And then Kyler Murray, Andy Isabella, but it was one big old 88-yard touchdown at the end of the game. What do you want to do with these Arizona wide receivers?
I want to look for the nearest trash can and throw them in it.
Remember, we have 6 teams on a bye next week, so just think about that.
I still want to throw them in the trash. I don't care what you're saying.
Okay. Anything else from this game? I think San Francisco defense kind of let people down, but this is a weird offense. It's a spread-style college offense, so it was I don't take much away from their defense.
No, it was a weird week, man. Halloween messed up everything.
That is true, and it's fall back.
Oh, yeah, that was weird this morning, waking up at 7, and, well, I woke up at 5.
Thought it was 6.
Getting ready for football. Like, yeah.
Getting ready for football, because, football comes on in like an hour, and it didn't.
It did not. Yeah, that was all right. Bummer.
Let's take it over to London. Let's talk about this time change. Texans, Jaguars, we already talked about it. They laid a big old fat dump on your chest.
that's a very graphic image, but yeah, they did.
Yeah. I mean, even like their best thing, like Josh Lambeau, the kicker, who hasn't missed one, like they muffed a pump. They muffed a, you know, they did a bad snap for him, so he couldn't even make the kick.
Yeah, this is all bad. Like you said, the dump.
If you look at the box scores, here's the one thing I want to say: people that look at the box scores and didn't watch the game, Rock Armstead got a lot of work, but this was at the very last drive when they didn't want Fournette to get hurt, and I think that takes away nothing of Fournette. Armstead's not getting worked in the passing game. This was all in the last drive where Minshew was just checking it down, trying to move him down the field.
Absolutely.
So, now Houston side of the ball. Another good game from DeAndre Hopkins. Wasn't amazing. He's not getting the yardage, but he's still – that first-round price tag might still be a little high, but at least it's somewhat good for you now.
Yeah, and he caught that touchdown right at the end. It was a weird sequence of events where he scored, but it could have been possibly Deshaun Watson running in and said, he's like, yeah. I'll just throw one to my boy Nuke. He looks like he's kind of bored over there, so let me hit him with it real quick.
And he almost ran one. Yeah, I mean, he got stopped at the 1 yard line. So
he did. Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins. He had a pretty good game. So don't like you said. Don't pay attention to just the box score. He played very well, along with both running backs. They played pretty well as well.
And Kenny Stills was the only other wide receiver there. And especially if it stays like that, I am very happy with DeAndre Hopkins. Without no Kiki, without no Will Fuller.
Absolutely. Now, Carlos Hyde, 160 yards. How are you feeling about Carlos Hyde, bud?
Man, if you'd handled onto that ball and made it in the end zone that one, it would have been a lot better game.
Yeah, that was part of that sequence of events we were talking about. It was very strange because it was a fumble, then an interception, and then the score. It was really weird. But, yeah, Carlos Hyde still had a great game, man. Can't knock that.
He's still their running back. If they're going to be up in a game, if you think it's going to be a positive game script for them, he's going to be the guy that's getting the carries.
Yes.
Duke Johnson did get that goal line one where they just said, hey, Duke, we're going to pitch it to you, outrun everybody. And then truck that dude.
Yeah.
Laid that dude out at the goal line.
Deshaun Watson only had 6 incompletions. He was only sacked once in the day. And Popeye's chicken sandwiches apparently cured his eye. So
that's what he said.
That's what I mean. My boy.
Did you hear what he said about his eye when it first got hit last week? He thought his eyeball fell out of his socket.
That must be terrifying. I can't even
imagine. But he kept the play. Like, if you thought your eyeball fell out of your socket, would you continue doing whatever you were doing?
I personally wouldn't, but I can't imagine.
I think I might drop – if I was carrying my kids and I got hit and I thought my eyeball – I think I would have dropped my kids.
Dude. I can't even imagine what that would be like for my eyeball to come out of my socket, dude. I don't know.
Like to get hit that hard, to get roundhouse kicked in the face where you think your eyeball fell out of your socket. I love my kids to death, and I'll hold them through a lot. But I think I might drop them. And he fixed his helmet, held onto the ball, and threw a touchdown pass.
Even the little one? You would drop the little one?
He's probably the most resilient one that hit the ground.
Yeah, I don't want to name names or anything, but the little one, I'm surprised you would drop him. So you would definitely drop the older two, for sure.
Yeah, they're heavy too. So, okay. All right, let's get into Redskins Bills because we have to. Adrian Peterson, 100-yard game, man.
Good for you.
Again, in a standard scoring league without PPR, Adrian Peterson is a solid RB2.
That's all he is.
Every week.
That's all he is. That's what he does.
Dwayne Haskins played, so nobody else is worth anything.
AP even caught a pass for 22 yards, so that happened.
It did. Now, Josh Allen kind of let you down a lot, I feel like, at least.
Yeah, I mean, especially because he didn't get the running, but luckily he got a rushing touchdown, so that kind of helped a little bit.
Cole Beasley with the touchdown, baby. Woo!
I know, and Smoke had the better day. I wasn't wrong about that, but Beasley had
Smoke got killed, though, on a goal line when he tried to fire it into him.
Yeah.
Devin Singletary, though, 20 rushes. 20 rushing attempts in this game. Frank Gore only got 11. I think he's taking this job over. I know you think he's too small to be a every down back. But he's more explosive than Frank Gore. And if they want some more explosive plays, they're going to have to go away from Frank Gore's 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
I agree, and especially with a team that ran as much as they did. I mean, they ran the ball 40 times today, and they only passed it 20 times. So you have to look at that, and if they're going to run it that much, they're going to need to get first downs. And Frank Gore is just not going to be able to get that done anymore, unfortunately. But, the Bills, when they play like this and with the soft schedule, they're kind of a contender in the AFC.
And they play Cleveland next week, so I can see them running the ball again.
Fire them.
All right. Titans 20, Panthers 30. Ryan Tannehill looked bad, but guess what? He ran a touchdown in and threw for 300 yards. So guess what? He had a good fantasy day. 20 points and 4 point per scoring a touchdown. 4 point per touchdown scoring.
Attaboy.
We already talked about Christian McCaffrey. DJ Moore had 100 yards. Curtis Samuel had the touchdown, so they're both startable.
Yeah.
So I mean, these wide receivers, are you taking these wide receivers over the Buffalo wide receivers, both of them, Samuel and DJ Moore?
I will take Moore, but not Samuel over Smoke. I still like Smoke more than I like Samuel.
I don't understand. I sort of know what you're talking about, but I just think Carolina's using the ball. Now, I don't know what's going to happen if Cam Newton comes back. There was a report that he could still – he's either coming back or going on the IR. I don't know what that means.
I don't think he's coming back. They said that Liz Frank injury has not gotten better, but he doesn't need surgery. So it's not getting better, but he doesn't need surgery. So that tells me he's not going to play this season. I really think his season's over. Maybe his career in Carolina's over.
And I don't think – I don't know if his career – I don't know what his contract situation all that is. So that's way out. That's for the offseason. But with Allen in there, at least I know what I'm getting from Allen for the wide receivers. If Cam tried coming in there with his feet all jacked up again, he'd probably hurt his arm and his shoulder again, and it would screw this whole thing up. Tennessee, Derrick Henry just plows forward.
But how many carries did he get, Brad? 13, and that's why they lost.
He got 3 receptions, though, which is surprising.
three more than he normally gets.
Yeah, and Deion Lewis had a bad fumble too on one of his four carries. So
he had two of them because he fumbled one that he caught.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Derrick Henry's still solid running back. You're going to start him every week.
Just going to keep plowing forward, my man.
All right, Vikings-Chiefs. We already kind of talked about Stephon Diggs letting us down. Another big surprising thing for me was Dalvin Cook. I expected a lot bigger game from Dalvin Cook. Minnesota, who's been one of the run-heaviest teams in the NFL, decides to come out throwing the ball in their first, like, four drives. When everybody knows to beat Kansas City, you run the ball and you keep the ball out of their hand.
Yes, they were bad.
Dalvin Cook ended up with 21 carries, but only 71 yards. Yeah, he had four catches for 45. No touchdowns. It's still a great day, but it isn't what we've expected from Dalvin Cook. I just don't know what Minnesota's doing.
You're not the only one. I don't think Minnesota knows what they're doing.
Amir Abdullah caught a touchdown. I mean,
there you go.
Abdullah, OB Johnson, and Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah, not Herb Smith, Dalvin Cook, Stephon Diggs. None of those guys. We got a
Laquon Treadwell led the team in receiving.
Yep, that makes sense. That all
is this 2015.
Laquon Treadwell.
When was his rookie year? Because that's what this seems like. Because Kyle Rudolph's having a good game. Amir Abdullah's there. Is running the ball.
Yeah, this is not good, man.
And then Kansas City, Matt Moore, Patrick Mahomes didn't play, but they did test it out. So he'll probably be back next week. The reason he didn't play, the doctor said there was like a 60% chance that he would re-dislocate his kneecap. So until they get that figured out, I don't think he's going to be playing.
They said if he waited one more week, the chances of him doing it now are like 10%. So he's like, you know what? Wait one more week.
Do you think they wait two more weeks? Because next week they have Tennessee. Don't think they need him for that game. Week 11 is Monday night against the Chargers. And they roll into their bye.
Yeah, they'll probably – I don't know, man. I think they might play – well, as good as Matt Moore looked today, he was more than a game manager. Matt Moore went out there and he played a pretty darn good game. And I'm not complaining about him giving all them targets to Sammy Watkins. So
well,
he's
Sammy
good.
Had that great one-handed catch. If you didn't see it, go online. Google Sammy Watkins one-handed catch. Thing was nice.
They used their big three just like we hoped they would. And, you know, this was a good game for all three of the receivers. I mean, it's not going to look great whenever you have 7 for 63 or 7 for 62 without a touchdown. But when you see your guys getting 8, 9, and 10 targets, the big three, that's good. That's what you want. And I'm okay with it.
Damian Williams, he's been cut in a lot of leagues. He's probably going to be the hot waiver wire ad this week because he was 12 for 125. And he also caught two balls for only 3 yards, but he did have a really long run that made it. But LeSean McCoy ain't making that run.
Well, LeSean McCoy's too old to make that run.
Well, did you see the best thing about that run? The only guy that caught him was Tyreek Hill to make sure he kept running.
Yeah.
And Tyreek Hill almost was running backwards to make sure there's no guys like coming to knock the ball out of his hands.
Because he's so fast.
He's so fast.
He's stupid fast.
It was ridiculous. Like, I was like, oh, my God, Damian Williams is slowing down. I was like, no, he's not, because everybody else is slowing down. Tyreek Hill is just that fast.
He's so fast. It's absurd.
And Tyreek Hill, 6 for 140 to touchdown. Really good. Travis Kelce, it was good for a tight end.
Yeah.
Matt Moore only threw one touchdown. It was a weird game for the Chiefs. Jets-Dolphins, surprise of the week?
Easily. Wow. Are you ready
right,
to
the one,
are you ready to
so
fire
I talk about,
go ahead.
Two things about the Jets. Yeah, Adam Gase, I don't give a crap, whatever. He's terrible. We've already talked about this a lot. Two things I want to talk about. Le'Veon Bell finally got some work in the, you know, to the passing game. Got 8 catches for 55. And then Jamison Crowder, 8 for 83 and a touchdown. Is Jamison Crowder the wide receiver that you're going to start if you have to start a Jets wide receiver?
Yes.
And they play the Giants next week.
In PPR, yes. In standard, yes.
Standard's a little harder, but yeah, I didn't see what you're saying. Now, Miami side of the ball. Preston Williams, man. Are we gonna have to start saying start Preston Williams?
I think
six
so.
Teams on a bye next week.
I think Preston Williams is gonna be a start next week for sure, yeah.
As long as he's healthy. He did get banged up in this game. We'll see what happens with that, with the off week and stuff. So, and the running backs and everything else just is doo-doo.
Well, Fitzpatrick did all right. He had three touchdowns, bud.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, that's startable.
Are you starting Fitzpatrick? In two QB leagues, yeah, you're starting him. But in any...
If he's playing the Jets again, yeah. I will later in the season when he plays them again.
Easily. They play Indy next week. Are you going to start him against Indy?
No, get out of here.
Exactly. Okay. And that's with Tom Brady, Deshaun Watson, freaking Carson Wentz, and the Jacksonville quarterbacks on a bye.
Adam Gase exactly. is so bad. I just can't.
So and that's bad. All I'm talking about that game. I ain't got nothing to do. Okay, here's the fun game of the week. Chicago-Philadelphia. Chicago 14, Eagles 22. This game wasn't as close as the score said it to be. Going in halfway through the second quarter, the Bears were at negative 10 yards on offense.
This is bad, dude. This is real bad.
Mitchell Trubisky can't do anything. David Montgomery saved the day with two touchdowns, but other than that, they were bad. Allen Robinson caught one catch. I mean, Trubisky, he was 10 for 21, so the wide receivers were doo-doo.
Yeah, this
what are you doing with your Chicago players?
Oh, man. Allen Robinson is the only one that I want.
Would you buy low on Allen Robinson?
Yeah, absolutely, if you can.
How low? Would you trade Kenyon Drake for him? He's thinking.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can do that. I'd trade Kenyon Drake for him. Okay. Yeah, I would do that because I don't think Kenyon Drake's going to be long for success.
No, but that's a sell high deal. Absolutely. Recency bias kind of thing. All right, then Philadelphia side of the ball, Jordan Howard, man. Jordan Howard. Miles Sanders looked like the better back all day. But Jordan Howard, man, they just give him the ball. He gets on the goal line, Jordan Howard.
Get that work.
So, and then Zach Ertz, we already talked about it. Balled out of control. Carson Wentz is going back to his lean on the tight ends. This might have been because of the Bears. It might have been because of that defense pass rush. Colts Steelers. Oh, no, sorry. Anything else? Anything else from that game you want to talk about?
I think so Miles Sanders was drafted to be the guy, but it looks like Jordan Howard is going to be that guy. And it looks like he's probably going to get a new contract. You still have to look at the catch percentages for Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Aguilar. They were targeted, and they both either completed 50% or less of their targets. So they're not good. The receivers are not good. It's going to be Miles Sanders and those tight ends, who I'm really looking at. Week in and week
Alshon
out.
Jeffrey is one of those guys. The reason he was so good with Nick Foles is Nick Foles would throw it up for him with a chance to make it. Carson Wentz doesn't do that. And I'll get into that later with the Browns. But Colts Steelers, Adam Vinatieri misses the game-winning kick. Vinatieri's old. Should he hang him up?
No, this wasn't his fault.
It was a bad snap. But he did miss another field goal early in the game and an extra point. Or miss an extra point.
It's supposed to be laces out, man. Laces out.
Okay.
Everyone knows that.
His snow kick laces weren't out.
Laces out. Yeah, but when you're you're 48 years old, you need those laces out, bro.
Jacoby Brissett, you said he was kind of a bomb, but he was 4 for 5 for 59 yards before he got hurt. He was going to have himself a good game.
Friggin'
bum. He was going to do what Brian Hoyer did, and probably better.
Friggin' bum.
Marlon Mack got yardage, got work. He's the guy. Zach Pascal with T.Y. being out.
Well, we talked about him. I mean, we said that one of the guys is going to be it. It's going to be him. And
even with Brian Hoyer there, he's still got the most catches, most yards, and got the touchdown.
Yeah.
Jack Doyle, Eric Ebron. Is this a fluke thing? Still Eric Ebron, the tight end you want to own in Indianapolis?
I don't think you want to own either one of them, but yeah, Ebron is the guy.
You got to start tight ends. That's a crappy thing about fantasy. All right, Mason Rudolph. Man, he does not look good. Do you want to talk about the thing? Vance McDonald, you can start him because Mason Rudolph knows how to do one thing and one thing well. It looks like check down the damn ball.
Yes.
Vance McDonald, 5 catches for 30 yards. Yeah, got a touchdown. Jalen Samuels, 13 catches for 73 yards.
Ooh, that was a close one.
Did absolutely nothing on the ground.
Yeah, didn't even lead the team.
Was outpaced by, was it Trey Edmonds?
Yeah, it was Trey, yeah. Not good, man. But, I mean, he did spread the ball around. They won the game. It was just a dink and duck kind of day for Mason Rudolph.
But
I mean,
hold on. They won the game, yes. But if Jacoby Brissett plays, do they win the game?
Absolutely not.
The defense scored a touchdown.
Minkah Fitzpatrick has been a huge upgrade for them, for the Steelers. You can't argue with that. Minkah Fitzpatrick has helped quite a bit.
The Steelers don't have a first-round pick for like the next 2 years.
Yeah. Well, they got Minkah Fitzpatrick, so it's fine. Don't, Brad, you're focusing on the wrong thing here, bud.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Lions-Raiders. It was a good game. Went all the way down to the last play of the game. John Gruden calls a timeout with 7 seconds left with the Lions on the goal line. And then what do? They say, I know, Matthew Stafford, I know that you've thrown 3 touchdowns today. I know you've thrown for 400 yards. And I know you love Kenny Golladay and Jones and McKissick and all these guys. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to go jumbo set and we're going to let you do it there. Like, what? You take all his weapons off?
Yeah.
Make him take the snap under center to do it was a play action bootleg too, right?
It's called strategy, Brad. You don't get it.
I don't. And I don't think Matt Patricia does either. I think he needs to start eating that pencil. Get a little lead poisoning.
It's funny how these guys think they're so much smarter than everyone else and they're not. They're not.
No, I'm not saying I'm smart by any means. In hindsight, it's 2020. Had they punched that ball in there, yeah, I would look like an idiot right now. It's just like Pete Carroll on the 1 yard line in the Super Bowl. Give the damn ball to Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, especially when you have time. You have time.
All right, so Matt Stafford was really good. Kenny Golladay was amazing. Marvin Jones was good. Hockenson got his bell rung again on that final drive.
He sure did, dude.
He's brilliant. Probably going to be out for a while. Now, here's the thing. J.D. McKissick.
Smooches.
Because we talk about the Lions not being able to run the ball. Because they really can't. Ty Johnson got 9 carries, got 29 yards. J.D. McKissick is the passing down guy, pass blocker, runs the routes. Are you okay maybe flexing him going forward? If you're dealing with I know you don't want to. It doesn't sound cute. You know what I'm saying? It's not a cute play by any stretch of the words, but
They put the other running back who they had last week. They put him on the IR with a hamstring. So it's going to be Ty Johnson and J.D. McKissick right now. And
Paul Perkins.
Yeah, it's Paul Perkins. No, I think you could – yeah, you could flex
McKissick. I'm saying emergency. I'm not saying you want to start him. But if you got injuries hitting you and you got bad – you know – because you know the underneath routes are going to be open with Kenny Golladay and Marvin Jones just streaking down the field.
Like you said, next week, 6 teams on a bye, so start smooches.
They play Chicago, so there's probably going to be a lot of quick checkdowns there.
Yeah, you know, start smooches, dude. Let's see what happens. What's the worst going to happen?
Oakland side of the ball, Derek Carr threw 2 touchdowns. Josh Jacobs, man. God, for a dude with a sprained AC joint, he is getting some serious work. 28 carries.
You just got to ride him, dude. You just got to ride
Hunter him. Hunter Renfrow, baby. It took long. I had to drop him in our Dynasty League, but he's got back-to-back week with touchdown catches. He caught 6 catches this day. Do you even care at all? And Tyrell Williams was back. Tyrell Williams was back.
Yeah, I care, dude. I think you know the talent that the guy has if you watched him play in college. He's not a schmuck. I mean, it's just going to take time. He's starting to build that rapport with Derek Carr. I think he could be a very good fantasy player.
He's going to be like a Cole Beasley. Like, I mean, it's not going to be pretty, right?
Yeah, he's not going to be.
This is going to be one of his better games. You're hoping for about 15 points. You know, if you get 15 points from him, you're ecstatic about that.
Yeah.
And then Tyrell Williams really let everybody down. He was back, but didn't look good. You ready to talk about the game of the week?
What game is that, Brad?
Bucks Seahawks.
I thought you were talking about your Chargers. Like, what?
No, that wasn't the game of the week. That game was boring to watch. Yeah, this thought the Chargers were gonna. I thought the Chargers were gonna blow the game the whole time. Bucks Seahawks, 34-40 in overtime. Seahawks drive the ball down the field. We've talked about Tyler Lockett. We've talked about Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, 5 touchdown passes. Ooh. Chris Carson got 100 yards, but he did fumble the ball twice, only lost one of them. Does that worry you at all?
No, they're pretty committed to Chris Carson. I'm not worried about that at all.
One of the ones, too, was when the running back gets wide open at open field and is running really hard and trying to pump the arm to get it going. And the defenders just come up there and they're like, oh, I'm going to hit the ball. I don't even care. Like, we've seen that a lot this year. Happened to Nick Chubb, happened to Carlos Hyde this week. Defenders, when they're coming up behind you, they're just going to smack the ball first. I think you're going to see a little change in the way running backs run with the ball when they're streaking down the field.
Some of them need to, for sure.
DK Metcalf, 100-yard game and a touchdown, man. Woo! And he was a man out there. He was stiff-arming, throwing dudes down and –
We kind of expected that in this game because Tampa Bay, whenever they have a matchup like this where the defense is so bad against the pass, they can exploit it. They did. I mean, Jameis was no slouch today, 335 yards, 2 touchdowns. I was really excited to see Russ throw the ball 43 times, and he is just a solid quarterback. I mean, he's probably playing the position better than anyone else in the NFL right now.
All right. We're going to talk about Tampa. You already talked about Jameis. We talked about Mike Evans. Chris Godwin didn't get the touchdown, but still got 7 catches. He's still getting used there. I mean, it's not what we got earlier in the year, but I think this is more of what we should have expected from Chris Godwin. I think those 40-point games were the outliers. You agree?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like it. I want him to be the better one, but when it comes to just pure talent, Mike Evans, there's a reason why Mike Evans was a number one pick. Was a first-round pick. There's a reason why John Manziel got drafted in the first round, and it's because of Mike Evans. He won a Heisman with Mike Evans. It didn't hurt him.
That was some of it, yeah. It was definitely some of it.
Now, another thing I want to talk about, Ronald Jones got 18 of the carries, got the touchdown. And I don't know if you – did you see his one catch he had in the end of the game there, towards the end of the game?
I did.
Jameis was dumping down. It was behind him. He kind of one-handed and knocked it to himself and caught it. I know it just seems like one little outlier play, but Bruce Arians might look at film and look like he got open, he concentrated on the ball, then he secured the ball, then he broke the tackles. Because we've talked about Bruce Arians and how he wants to make sure the running backs are doing what they're supposed to do first. And I think the fact that Ronald Jones was out there for most of this game that was a shootout is very helpful for him going forward.
Yeah, I think that's good. I mean – we knew that he was the more talented guy. It was just going to take time. And like you said, I think he's finally starting to do those small things that Bruce Arians really finds valuable, like pass blocking. And that's only going to help him.
Yeah, Dirk Cutter didn't teach him how to pass block last year.
No, didn't need to. Didn't need to do that at USC either.
Browns Broncos, man.
Yeah.
My okay, Broncos. So here's my thing. Odell Beckham. It was 5 for 87. No touchdowns. Another just subpar blah game, right? Yeah. You got Jarvis Landry getting a lot of touchdowns. Now, I'm watching the end of the game there, and did you see the last play of the game? I think it was the last play I played before that, when they showed, like, Odell Beckham got behind Chris Harris Jr. And Baker should have just thrown it up to him.
Yeah.
I think Baker is not the quarterback that Odell needs. I think Eli was a better quarterback for Odell. Because he would throw it up to him, even if he's covered. I know it's not a good thing for a quarterback, right? But you saw the one where Odell like jumped up, high pointed the ball, and then did a pirouette to make the dude miss and got like 10 more yards.
Right over Chris Harris, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, you got to give him a chance. And I don't think Baker's giving him the chances down the field. Yeah, he'll check it down to him underneath, and he'll throw him in those crossing routes and make Odell run for the 50 yards or whatever. But when Odell's running down the field, which was what got him super famous, was that super down the field one against the Cowboys and one-handing it.
Yeah.
And pregame, he practices those. It isn't like he just shows up and gets lucky with them. He practices those one-handed catches and those hard-to-catch catches.
Yeah, I'm just really frustrated with this whole situation. That might be
the fact that Baker Mayfield is leading the league in turnovers, and maybe that might be why he's not forcing the ball down the field to him.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't throw an interception today, so maybe that's part of it.
Nick Chubb, oof, man, that was bad.
Yeah, that Denver defense shut him down. Shut him down.
Well, here's what I don't like. Hilliard. Is it Ike Hilliard?
Dontrell Hilliard?
I don't know. Whoever it is, the backup there. I don't like this.
Dontrell Hilliard.
I don't like this because they're giving him work in the passing game. They're designing plays for him, screen plays. And I'm like, Nick Chubb could do this. Like, why are you? So I'm really worried, and this is why. When Kareem Hunt comes in there, is Kareem Hunt going to get those plays now? And Kareem Hunt's a little bit different, you know, is a better talent than Hilliard is.
They could use Kareem Hunt right now to make this offense a little more dynamic. It's bad.
Jarvis Landry, a wide receiver too the rest of the season. You starting him if you got him on a team?
That's what we talked about. He's kind of going back to that PPR role. I think Jarvis Landry's got 13 targets, even though he didn't even catch half of them because Baker is very inaccurate. I'll take it, man. I'll take it.
So you watched this whole Broncos game, right? I didn't see the whole thing because I was flipping back and forth. How do they score this many points when the quarterback only threw the ball 20 times and nobody ran the ball more than 10 times? I know Philip Lindsay had one long run, but man, like, well, Fant had a long catch, I guess, too. But
it was strange because the Browns did dominate time of possession, but they had the ball for 35 minutes. The Broncos had it for 24. But the Broncos, I mean, the Browns just didn't finish, man. I mean, they weren't finishing drives, so.
They are terrible in the red zone this year.
Yeah, they were really bad.
And then Cortland Sutton, man, he is good. Even with some of those bad balls that are thrown, he just goes up and catches them and makes plays.
Yeah, I knew that he was good, but I didn't know he was this good. So I'm very happy about that as a Broncos fan. He's a very talented young man.
All right, another surprising game. Green Bay 11, Chargers 26.
Hmm.
Michael Badgley coming out there. Did you hear his new nickname? He trademarked it.
Money Badger?
Money Badger.
He was money
until the very last kick. He missed one kick in this game.
I heard that, but I didn't know they were talking about the kicker. They were talking about Mike Badgley?
Yeah, Money Badger. Sorry, you got the honey badger and you got the money badger. Oh, that's a good. Oh.
All right.
Aaron Rodgers did nothing until the very end. Jamal Williams did nothing but catch a touchdown pass. Devontae Adams got 7 receptions, but they're for 41 yards. The Chargers pass rush was on point this week.
They were, and they dominated time of possession. And once again, it's the same thing. Like, the Chargers were just finishing drives. They were getting Green Bay off the field quick and in a hurry. They controlled this game. They ran 20 more plays than the Packers did. And it's kind of weird. Chargers are such a weird team. I don't know how you're a fan of this team. I mean, they're so frustrating to watch. They're probably one of the more talented teams in the entire NFL.
But that's been them since Phillip Rivers has been there. They've always had this talent. Remember the LaDainian Tomlinson and Sean Marion years, and they were supposed to be competing for Super Bowls, and they always just come up short.
It's just frustrating, man, because they win these games, and you're like, oh, Chargers are going to get waxed, and then they go and they lose to Denver. Like, what the heck, man?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Melvin Gordon is becoming the guy they're going to use more in the running game still. You know, like they changed offensive coordinators and it's still Melvin Gordon got 20 to Austin Eckler's 12. They same amount of targets. Austin Eckler just caught all his targets and Melvin Gordon didn't catch one of his. Melvin Gordon got both the touchdowns, even one on fourth down on the goal line to seal the game. Give it to Melvin Gordon again.
Are you ready to give up on Eckler?
No, I'm not ready to give up on him. You still need to hold him. He's still – if we're talking about starting Singletary and we're talking about, you know, these Denver running backs like Royce Freeman who had a dud game, like Austin Eckler's in the same boat, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Hunter Henry's there now and he is becoming his favorite target. He had 10 targets in this game. Mike Williams, like you said, he had 111 yards, but it was – a lot was on one big play, but that's the kind of receiver he is.
Yeah, he's their new Tyrell Williams.
In a standard league, would you – in standard scoring, would you take Mike Williams over Keenan Allen? Rest of the season?
No.
Okay. But it's close, right? In PPR, it's not even close. You'll take Keenan Allen because you think he's going to get more work. But in standard, once we take those catches out of there – it's a little harder, especially if they get the run game going with some play actions.
Okay, I'll buy that.
This is something to look at. That's all I'm saying. Just look at it.
I'll look at you all day.
Ooh, bye-bye. All right, any other takeaways from this week?
No, man. I think that pretty much sums it up.
How's your FSA team looking with the Jacoby Brissett?
Not good, Bob. Good. And then Phillip not throwing any touchdowns did not help. Luckily, I started Mike Evans and Emmanuel Sanders, so that helped a little bit.
Oh, so you're saying there's a chance?
There is a chance, but it ain't great.
All right. You want to send us out of here?
All right, dude. Let's do it. Thanks for tuning in to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Josh. He's Brett. We're going to see you guys in a couple of days after the rest of these games finish out. You can hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at MTYNFF. Brad is at Tech Jones, and I am at FF Josh Hughes. We love you guys. We'll see you in a few days, and I hope that your team's doing better than mine.
Later.
Bye.